All right, we'll move along to Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez, and the Wildcats are hosting Washington State on Saturday. We'll take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Gary Klein, Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Gary.
Curious, since Utah has been in the Pac-12, what your observations are in terms of Kyle and how he's been able to get that program to where it is entering this game going in against USC this week?
Well, they've obviously done a great job, I think, but I thought they did a great job even before their entry into the Pac-12. Certainly Urban got it cranked up a little bit, and Kyle has done a fabulous job. So I think they were good before they entered the Pac-12, and they've been good ever since they got in there, too.
Is, you know, the Pac-12's kind of noted as this conference of wide open offenses and whatnot. He's kind of a defensive guy, or at least that's the MO coming in. Does his team present, you know, different challenges because of that, you know, just because of his background?
No, not necessarily. I think I don't know if I can't speak for other coaches, but I don't look at a team as a defensive mode or offensive mode. You just look as a program good. And then if a program's good, you're usually pretty good in all three phases. And in some years, your offense or defense might be a little better than the other side. But when you have great years, all three sides are pretty good. And that's what it looks like what's happening with them.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, the Seattle Times.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
When you're building a program, is there a different mental skill set as your program develops involved in teaching kids how to play with a lead and closing out games when you're already on top, you think?
I don't know if there's a different mindset or just a mindset period that every coach wants to have when they come in about some coaches call, you know, learning how to finish. Or some coaches like us just call, hey, playing for 60 minutes, and if there's an overtime, you got to play more than that, and not being, you know, looking at the scoreboard and worrying about adversity because it's something you know it's going to happen. You just play as hard as you can play on every snap, and then look up and see what happens at the end. And that's the approach we've taken, but I think a lot of coaches take it something, or at least try to instill something similar to that.
When you were at Arizona, was there a point when, you know, you think, oh, my team has turned the corner and now it's about teaching these guys to keep the pedal on the metal as opposed to playing from behind? Do you, if you look back, is there a turning point that you think that happened for you guys?
You know, I had to go back probably to my first year, remembering, you know, there's I can remember particularly playing a pretty talented USC team at home, and I think we had because of injuries or what have you, we had four or five walk-ons playing on defense against some pretty talented guys, and we were behind the whole game. And then in the fourth quarter, just you know, was able to come back and get a really nice win. And it was I don't know if that was the corner we turned or just so much it gave our guys a lot of belief that hey, we can get this thing done.
Okay, and finally, what do you remember from previous meetings against Washington State, and what is there anything different about this team this year? It seems like they're finally sort of getting it together to a point where they're beating Pac-12 teams.
Yeah, they're in with a lot of confidence, but they have every time, and I think Mike's teams always just play, and they always attack. I mean, he'll throw it, obviously, anywhere on the field, and they spread you out, and they stress you, certainly defensively, and you know, right now they're playing at a very high level, so it's we got a lot of respect for Mike and his staff, and certainly for all their players.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Paula Bovin, Arizona Republic.
Hey, Rich. Working on a story related to recruiting, and wondered how much recruiting process your facilities make a difference. And also, is there one part that seem of the facilities that seem to impress recruits most?
You know, I think it makes an impression. I don't know if it I mean, if you got nice stuff, I don't know if two nice things, override or trump another. I think more than anything else is that when players come to visit, they want to see a commitment to football. And so if you got new facilities or if you upgrade your facilities, it sends a message to them that football is important and that, that they're committed to having a successful program and doing all they can for the student athletes. So I think that was what was so important when we got ours a couple of years ago. I don't know if one thing in particular, I think the players' locker room and the players' lounge, if you have that, is important because they spend so much time in there. And so I think that's always a big impression for the players when they come to visit. But I think more than anything else, they can get a feel that, hey, this is big time. This is Division I facilities, and just about everybody's either got them now or them in the future, at least on our level.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Thorpe, the Spokesman Review.
Hey, Rich, looking at your defense, it feels like you reacted to the loss of Scooby right there in the middle by bringing more safety, former safety body types on the field, trying to get more speed. Is that because those were the guys that could best replicate what Scooby was doing, or without him, did you have to kind of shift priorities on defense?
Well, it was more than just Scooby. When we were down 4 and 5 linebackers, it was like the whole thing was depleted. So we're like, okay, who are some of our bigger safeties that we can put in there? Because we were just running out of bodies and bodies that were ready to play, or at least to be able to make some plays for us. And so we've been scrambling really since, Scooby Wright and Derek Turturi and Hayden Gregory and DeAndre Miller, all of them, and Cody Ippolito, all of them gotten injured. And DeAndre Miller has gotten back and playing some now, but the other ones haven't. So it's been a constant battle just to be able to get, some bodies out there that have the ability right now to make plays in space.
And I know you don't want to say who's going to start behind center on Saturday, but is it fair to say there's a good chance both will play?
Yeah, pretty much. I think Gerard has shown enough that we wouldn't hesitate to put him in the game at any time, and yet we still think Anu's a really good quarterback and that he can make plays and be effective. So we have two guys that we have complete confidence in, and I think Brandon Dawkins, we're going to eventually get there with him too. But, Gerard and Anu have been there in crunch time and have played well for us.
Is it simply who has the overall package, who's ahead on the depth chart, that's who plays, or could you see it being situational? For example, maybe Gerard's a better matchup against one team that gives up a lot of big run plays, maybe Anu's a better matchup against another team.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much as particular teams. Sometimes the way they play is scheme-wise. The quarterback skill sets might be available, but we have them all do all of it. But eventually, they have certain things they do better than others, and we try to feature that when we go in there. But I'm a little different. I don't worry about, okay, we got to have one quarterback and stick with a quarterback. And we've played two in the past and have success with it, and we don't treat that position a whole lot differently than any other.
And lastly, I want to ask you, going back to Pac-12 Media Day, it's apparent that you guys have this kind of group of this coaching fraternity of friends that hang out in the off season, go swimming with Mike Leach, stuff like that. Do you guys go around and kind of visit each other's schools, see each other's facilities and stuff like that in the off season?
No, I think the teams that you compete against, particularly in the conference, you have your conference meetings and you may get together at clinics or something like that, and just talk. But usually you don't talk shop and don't teams that you play against, you don't do, you're not talking schemes and you're not talking facilities as much as you would teams that, coaches that you're friendly with that you don't play.
So when Mike Leach says that he's got the best facilities in the conference, that could certainly be true.
Well, I'm sure they feel that way, and we probably feel that way, and Oregon probably feels that way. And I think, like I said earlier, I think everybody's got pretty nice stuff. I'm kind of partial to ours, but it looks like everybody in our league has either got new stuff or getting it.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of David Ubin, Sports on Earth.
Rich, when you look back at when you guys played Stanford, what did you see on film for them, and how did that compare with what you saw on the field from them early in the season?
With Stanford up, you know, what's not coming in, this is a really good football team. It really doesn't have a weakness. I mean, you look at all three phases, whether it's personnel-wise or the things that they do that they believe in, and they're just really solid and good. And when we saw it on the field, it just kind of confirmed that. You know, we didn't play well, but part of that is because of what they did. I mean, they controlled it from the outcome, and we, you know, defensively, we really struggled the whole day. But they're a really good football team, and in my opinion, don't really have any weaknesses.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it for you, Rich. Appreciate your time. Good luck on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You safe.